Now, what would you say is the most worrying health trend in men? Well, belly fat has become the number one health concern for men in the UK, with studies showing that a high amount of belly fat leads to an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, colorectal cancer, and premature death in men. And it's timely that Men's Health Week, running 12th to the 18th of June, is shining a spotlight on belly fat this year to try to get to the bottom of the problem. Now, joining me now is wellness travel expert Paul Joseph to discuss the rise in male obesity, effective weight loss strategies, and the benefits of going on a weight management holiday. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Simon.
What is it about our lifestyle, do you think, that is leading us to tend towards obesity? Because it seems to go in different waves, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's just because of our sedentary lifestyle. So many of us are sitting down for too long during the day and we're eating too much. We've become less active. Also, once we reach 30, our metabolic rate slows down and it continues to do that as we age. So, you know, more and more people are putting on weight now, and particularly with men, which is so great that Men's Health Week is highlighting belly fat, because it is a serious problem, especially the hidden fat which is tucked away inside our body.
I mean, I know that myself, I have to struggle to keep my weight down now. I was ill in 2009 with swine flu. Ever since then, I've had a bit of a battle with it. But and it's, I mean, I'm at that age as well where the midriff tends to be hard to get rid of.
And I think there's a lot of people like you, and I think that, you know, the best way is to be aware of the problem and how you're going to sort of like change your lifestyle for the better. A lot of our clients come to us because they're not sure what tools they need to be able to manage their weight safely and effectively. And there's no quick fix solution. It's about introducing changes gradually, increasing activity levels, reducing your calorie intake. But every single person has a different BMI, which is body mass index. And once you know what your BMI is, 18 and a half to 25, you're healthy. But if you're more than 25, you're overweight. Then you can kickstart a weight management program, which is why our healthy holidays that we have all around the world at Health and Fitness Travel, our team puts together very specific 7, 14, 21, 28-day retreat programs to help people put together a very specific wellness program with extensive resources, a support network, and in a beautiful location as well, which does help.
So why should men go on a weight loss management holiday then, rather than just trying to lose weight at home?
Because the most important thing is it's about kickstarting a healthy lifestyle and having been able to sort of come back home armed and ready with the necessary training, education, tools, and the determination to take on the real world and continue to live a lifelong healthy lifestyle, which is actually quite difficult to do when you're busy working full-time and you've got a home to run, you might have a family. So being able to sort of isolate yourself and go away to a dedicated retreat where you're going to have a chance to think clearly and positively without the constant chatter which surrounds us in this technology age, you'll have the opportunity to sort of really look inside yourself and see what's holding you back and what you need to overcome a particular issue. And expert advisors that are on our retreats will help our clients on their well-being journey, from doctors to nutritionists, medical teams, personal trainers, dietitians. So they will be guided to sort of address the health and fitness issues so people can sort of come home and move on knowing what's right for them, because we're all different. There's no same diet or exercise regime to suit us all. And that's what's really important, to find out your MOT, your makeup, what makes you a certain way compared to someone else, and what you need to do to live a healthy lifestyle.
I mean, would you need to be reasonably fit to go on a break like this?
No, not at all. Well, you know, obesity is a big problem now. You know, we have a lot of clients who haven't exercised in years, or haven't, you know, lived a healthy lifestyle. So for them, they're starting at the very, very beginning. We have other clients who are healthy and who go away to maintain their healthy lifestyle on holiday, which is great to see. But, you know, I'd say over half of our clients, you know, are at the very start of their journey. And this is a way to sort of go away and find out how to, you know, combat their issues.
A lot of our audience, Paul, are either blind or visually impaired. And mobility can be a bit of an issue, which can feed into the problem of trying to keep yourself fit and trying to get yourself into a strategy like this.
Yeah. I, you know, personally, I think there's absolutely no, there's always a way, there's always a solution, there's always a way around helping people. And it's amazing to sort of see like how many of our retreats are open to helping people with disabilities, you know, and working with people one-on-one to help them sort of like find the best approach, which is going back to my point about there's no same structure or lifestyle to suit everyone because we're all so different. For example, I've got very bad asthma, so I have to, you know, eat certain foods. I have to work out in a certain way. I'm not very good with running long distance. So it's just trying to sort of like tweak, you know, whether someone's disabled, they're blind, they've got like a health condition, whether it's polycystic ovaries or they're, you know, they're suffering from intense sort of stress and heart problems. They'll, once you've had the test and you know what you need to sort of like fix, then you can have something designed for you that will help you and guide you on that path to better health and well-being.
So I know myself, I'm quite a keen cyclist and I hope to get back out on it this year. But initially, the hardest part is starting this journey sometimes, isn't it? Because you've got to change your thought. You're obviously quite unfit. As you get a little bit fitter, you lose a bit of weight, then that is, in itself can be a bit of an incentive because things are easier then, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, it's that initial starting point and it's hard. And I remember several years ago when I was there myself and, you know, I look back now and, you know, it is sort of a journey. And, you know, once you start seeing results and you feel better, your whole life changes and you never go back to that point again. You know, you stick with it. And, you know, once you've had, going back to sort of that training, that education, once you have the tools to take away and you've then got that determination because you know what you need to do, you know what you need to change, you know, that healthy lifestyle will become second nature. It will just become the norm.
And a healthier lifestyle and more activity, I know in my own personal case, it helps me mentally as well, which makes you better equipped to face everyday sort of thing, but it seems to affect the way I feel mentally for the better.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, and there's been a lot of studies into that because how we approach ourselves physically, you know, connects with ourselves mentally, and, you know, if you go off now and you have a very healthy, balanced diet and you've done a brilliant workout and you've pushed yourself and you've got results, you feel amazing. You feel positive. You feel empowered. You feel good about yourself. And it's a brilliant, brilliant feeling. I mean, I was up at 7 this morning on a beautiful day like today in the park doing a 20-minute HIIT workout. And it's a great way to start the day and feel good.
You're such a show-off. What kind of destinations are we talking about then for these breaks?
Well, at Health and Fitness Travel, we're worldwide. So we focus on destinations and retreats all around the world for different ages, different needs and different budgets. At the moment, our top selling destinations in the last sort of month have been long haul Costa Rica, Thailand, St. Lucia, short haul Italy, Portugal, Greece and Spain.
And I take it it's not one of these like a bit like a boot camp where somebody shouts things at you all day.
No, we don't believe in a, like, going back to my whole point, we're not at Health and Fitness Travel. Our team do not believe in quick fix solutions. We don't think it's the best way forward. We believe in sensible and sustainable solutions, which will benefit our clients far more in the long run. So even though you can go off and do a quick boot camp and those kind of places do exist, it's very like you'll lose some weight. It's very short term, but you don't get you don't educate yourself enough. Our retreats are more about educating our clients that, yes, they need to work hard, they need to push themselves, they will have a team there to support them, but you're not going to be in some kind of boot camp setup where you're essentially, you know, not really enjoying it. You know, our holidays are about introducing our clients to a lifestyle change and not just a quick 7-week boot camp somewhere where they'll lose, you know, a couple of inches off their waist. It's about the long-term strategy.
I was going to ask you about that, actually, because it's well and good doing it for that period, for the length of your break, but it's keeping up that strategy when you come home, isn't it, which is the thing that you need to do.
Exactly. Well, that's why a lot of our retreats, there's a lot of, at the end of them, you'll have like a post-follow-up from your program. When you go away, you've got a lot of things to take away with you, a lot of changes. A lot of our clients are so changed, they've had so much, they're so inspired by the experience that they actually then make this kind of like an annual habit or 2 or 3 times a year. But once you know, once you've come away with your reports and you know that I've got a BMI of 27, I need to get it down to 25, I need to get my waistline down to 32 inches, I need to eat this way, I need to cut out carbs after 3 p.m. Once you know what your makeup is and what you have to do, then of course you need the determination, the motivation. But I think it's an investment. And when someone's gone away and they've invested money into a health retreat like this, to come back and to not follow up with that, it is a real shame. And most of our clients, you know, don't do that.
Where can we get more information then?
If people visit healthandfitnesstravel.com, we're open 6 days a week, and we've also got a team of wellness travel specialists who are here to ask any questions and to help people. And we've also got a lot of information on the website.
Wellness travel expert Paul Joseph, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Simon.